Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on CASM Radio. I am Farm Director Joe Gill on your Saturday morning. Good morning. Your report brought to you each and every week by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. So located right off I-94 in Avon. Go see Chad and the whole crew. They can help you out. Great selection of trailers right there on their lot. Maybe you're looking for utility trailer, enclosed trailer, flatbed trailer. Oh boy, they got it. And so much more. The deck over trailer. If you're hauling bales or hauling vehicles or implements, whatever it is. And they can also customize a trailer to fit your exact needs. All at Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. This week, I spoke to Hannah Molitor, getting a summary of the American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention. Hannah is the Stearns County Farm Bureau President, and Hannah was participating in the Excellence in Agriculture competition, and she talked about the overall experience. It was pretty outstanding.
It was really, really cool. The top 10 was unexpected, I'm not going to lie, but I'm honored. I'm honored to be in the top 10. It was the biggest takeaway for me being with top 10 was at the YFNR, the Young Farmer and Rancher reception that they had, talking to some of the other people, individuals who are in the top 10 and kind of hearing their backstory. You know, like the gal who took second place is from Tennessee. She works in rural healthcare, you know, and, you know, the guy from Virginia, he works in broadband. And so he works for an electric co-op. So broadband is his big thing. Me from Stearns County, dairy was my big topic. You know, everyone kind of has their specialty that they talk about.
Hannah said another plus as well, kind of one of those positive side effects was to meet other people outside of her area, obviously, and other people, other contestants, participants from other states. And Hannah took a step back and just gave us an overall feel of what it all included competing at the national level.
Yeah, so how Excellence in Agriculture works, it's a competition for individuals who work in agriculture whose main income is not from, like, production ag. So I work for Minnesota DHAA, collecting milk samples, on-farm milk testing in Stearns County, and then also I work for the Stearns County Farm Service Agency. And so, like, my story is that, like, you know, I'm in a unique position where I'm blessed to work with farmers on, like, two different sides of their operation. So what you do with the Excellence in Agriculture, so I submitted an application that's about like six or seven essays of like your impact in agriculture, your involvement in agriculture, you identify different issues and all that kind of stuff. And so I kind of talked about what I'm doing here in Stearns County. And then you present a 25-minute presentation. And then once they announce the top 10, then you have to give your presentation again on Sunday. So Saturday, Sunday presentations.
Hannah says if you went back 10 years ago, she would have never guessed that she would have participated at this level in this event.
Absolutely not. I never once considered myself applying for the state Excellence in Ag contest. I mean, those are people that were like, I put on a pedestal. They were a totally different like caliber than when I was, you know, than here I am today. And so that's kind of fun looking back on, you know, how far I've come.
Molitor talks about some other highlights from the American Farm Bureau Federation convention this past week.
Yeah, they had a lot of really great breakouts. You know, they do a nice job of highlighting all parts of agriculture. So, you know, the promotion and education is out there. They have the Young Farmer Leadership Programs and then a lot of the policy stuff. And so I sat in on some sessions about, you know, the future markets for 2026, or the, you know, Deputy Secretary of Ag was there to listen to his, you know, perspective, which is kind of fun as like a Farm Service Agency employee being like, the things that they're talking about are things that I'm dealing with here in the office. And that actually was another really cool aspect of the points that I made in my presentation. Things like I talked about like the Farm Bill, and I talked about like the rising costs and flat profits that farmers are dealing with. That was a lot of the same theme that like national leaders are talking about. So President Duvall talked about that in his talk, and, you know, Secretary Rollins talked about that. And so it's just really affirming that, like, okay, I was kind of on the same line with what other people are saying. Like, these are issues that we are dealing with as farmers.
Hannah Molitor joining us, Stearns County Farm Bureau President, her recent national convention trip. She also talked about a unique story regarding USDA and the DMC program.
Yeah, so how that works, that is always so funny in our office. Like, we'll hear about it on a Friday, and then the program rolls out on Monday. Like, it's a very short turnaround. We don't hear about a program coming out long before, you know, the farmers do. And so, like, I had no idea that DMC opened up, and I administered DMC. So I'm sitting there listening to Brooke Rollins, and all of a sudden she's saying, oh, by the way, today, this is on Monday. She's like, by the way, DMC is now open for farmers to enroll in. And I'm like, what? I'm not even home to work on it.
Hannah Molitor joining us on Chasm Radio this week. Congratulations, Hannah, finishing in the top 10 for the Excellence in Agriculture competition at the American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention in Anaheim, California. Congratulations to all of our state winners. We'll also touch base with more Farm Bureau leadership as well and get their response and in summary and takeaways from the national convention. As I'll be broadcasting this week, I'll have reports as the Minnesota Ag Expo is in Mankato Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll have reports. I'll be on hand there on Tuesday, and you'll hear all about it this coming week on Chasm Radio. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. Have a good weekend.